Chapter 130, Visions and Dreams and Matters Relating to Them. Allah the Exalted says, And among his signs is your sleep by night and by day. 30:23. 8:38, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, All that is left from prophethood is the glad tidings. He was asked what the glad tidings were, and he said, The good dream. Al-Bukhari. Commentary. Dreams are both pleasant and unpleasant or nightmarish. Sometimes a dream is based on truth and foreshadows a coming event. The significance of such a dream is realized at a moment when our vision flows into a real occurrence. Coming to the meaning of this hadith, since the institution of prophethood is abolished, revelation too cannot descend upon anybody. Yet, one prophetic vestige still exists, and that means a prophetic dream about some future event. It may be with a good or bad omen, though this hadith brings into focus dreams with good tidings alone. 8:39. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, When the time draws near, i.e. near the end of the world, the dream of a believer can hardly be false, and the dream of a believer represents one part from 46 parts of prophethood. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. One narration says, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, The most truthful of you in their speech are those who see the truest visions. Commentary. According to the saying of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, in the last phase of this world, true believers will see dreams in which Allah will show them certain facts. Al-Muhallab said, The visions of the prophets are true, and those of the believers are mostly true, because Satan does not overtake their hearts. As for the dreams of the disbelievers and the disobedient Muslims, they are mostly untrue because Satan has overtaken their hearts. 8:40. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, He who sees me in his dream will see me in his wakefulness. Or he, peace be upon him, may have said it as though he has seen me in a state of wakefulness. For Satan does not appear in my form. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. Two things are reported in this hadith. The narrator forgets which of the two has been uttered by the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him. If it is the first, it means that a believer who saw the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, in a dream, would also see him on the day of resurrection. In a sense, it verifies the veracity of the believer. In the case of the second, the sense is clear. Yet, Satan may also appear in a believer's dream under a saintly guise and put him into delusion that he has seen the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him. Every Muslim, therefore, is required to know the identity and features of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, so that Satan may not deceive him. 8:41. Abu Sayyid al-Khudri radiallahu anhu reported, I heard the Prophet, peace be upon him, saying, When one of you sees a dream that he likes, then it is from Allah. He should praise Allah for it and relate it to others. Another narration adds, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, He should not report it except to those whom he loves, and if he sees one which he dislikes, then it is from the Satan. He should seek refuge in Allah against its evil and should not mention it to anyone. Then it will not harm him. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. There are clear instructions from the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, about both good and bad dreams. A good dream means a good news sent by Allah to a person who has seen it. It should be related only to those who are close to his heart and not to such people who may start nourishing malice against him, like the brothers of the Prophet Yusuf, Joseph, peace be upon him. A bad dream should be attributed to Satan and not be described to others, because it often causes one to be pessimistic, and it may be taken as a bad omen, which is not allowed in Islam. Rather, a man should seek Allah's refuge against its evil, and if he puts faith in Allah, no harm will come to him. 8:42. Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu reported, The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, A good vision, dream is from Allah, and a bad dream is from the Satan. He who sees something in a dream that he dislikes should blow thrice on his left, must seek Allah's refuge from the evil of the Satan. For instance, by saying, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Then it will not harm him. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. As mentioned in the preceding hadith, there are good dreams and bad dreams. This hadith shows us what to do in order to avoid the evil of Satan, who cannot harm anyone except by Allah's leave. 843. Jabir radiallahu anhu reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, when one of you sees a bad dream, let him blow 3 times on his left, seek refuge in Allah from the Satan, 3 times, i.e. by saying, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, and change the side on which he was lying. Muslim. Commentary. This hadith makes an addition to the preceding ones. That is, on seeing a bad dream, one should change his side. If he is lying on his right side, he should turn to the left, and vice versa. By this precaution, Allah will turn a bad dream into a good one by his leave. Watila bin al-Askah radiallahu anhu reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, one of the worst lies are to claim a false father, or to pretend to have seen what one has not seen, tell a false dream, or to attribute to the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, what he has not said. Al-Bukhari. Commentary. To disown one's father and attribute fatherhood to somebody else is a major sin, because apart from causing doubts and confusion in people's minds about one's blood, descent, and character, this will give rise to social, moral, and psychological problems as well. And of the same serious nature is the case where fabricated sayings and acts are attributed to the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him. Unfortunately, some unwary ulama, particularly the storytelling preachers, frequently indulge in uttering fabricated ahadith. The warning equally holds good in case a man narrates a hadith of a weak chain of transmission without pointing to its category. One should therefore refrain from recounting all a hadith of such a category. There are always some so-called ulama, ambitious of social distinction and fame, who have made tall claims on the basis of their dreams. They are audacious enough to claim that they were unceremoniously see the Prophet, peace be upon him, and receive instructions from him. There also exist certain misguided people who justify their fantastic views on the basis of their dreams and repudiate the rightly established beliefs and precepts. All this is baseless and nonsensical. Dreams cannot be made the touchstone of verifying what is lawful or unlawful, or what is true or untrue. What we need indeed are the tangible arguments of the Sharia.